Outcast of Redwall, Disc 7.
It had long gone midnight, and the skies were cloudy and moonless. A faint chill breeze caught Vale as he stole quietly from the gatehouse, a length of rope over one shoulder. Silent as a fleeting shadow, the young ferret crossed the abbey lawns, rounding the south side of the great building. Vale stood back and looked up to the sick bay window. It was shut. He gnawed at his lip, looking desperately for a way in. Then he saw it. Bella's room was next door to the sick bay, and the window was half open. Vale was strong and agile, and he found he did not need the rope. There was a small corner angle where the stonework was bumpy and rough. Wedging his back against one side and jamming his body into the wall angle, Vale found he could climb quite easily. There was no lack of portholes, and soon he was up to the broad first-floor sandstone ledge, which served as one long windowsill for all the rooms at that level. The stone here had been cut and dressed smoother than at the base. Vale lay flat and crawled along until he reached the open window. Holding his breath, the ferret inched it open wider. It creaked slightly, but not very loud. He slipped inside. Myrtle lay on the bed, covered by a quilted counterpane. Bella snored gently, lolling in the deep armchair that she seldom left these days. Vale stood on the cushioned window seat and allowed his eyes to adjust to the gloom inside. He saw a faint strip of light coming under the door, and slowly, softly, he made his way to it, taking care not to knock against any object he felt in his path. Then he was outside in the small corridor, which was dimly lit by a single lantern on a wall bracket. Closing Bella's room door carefully, he turned his attention to the door of the sick bay, which was slightly ajar. Vale put his eyes to the space and peered in. The sick bay was still and quiet, and it seemed unoccupied. For the first time that day, a sly smile was on the young ferret's face. Luck was finally with him. There, in the dim shaft of light thrown from the barely open door, he could see a table. A glint of copper told him that the basin of herbal solution stood on the tabletop. He opened the door wider and paused a moment. Still no sound from within the sick bay. Good. Placing one foot paw carefully in front of the other, Vale made his way slowly to the table. With a deep sigh of relief, he let his paws sink into the dark, cool herbal mixture. Now he was safe.
Give him a good scrub, old lad. Nothing worse than guilty paws. What?
Vale went stiff with shock